Good morning. It's your Chasm Radio Central Minnesota Farm Report for another weekend already here in July. I'm Joel Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Right off I-94, number one in trailers, skid steer attachments, and a whole lot more, all at Midsoda Manufacturing. This week, we spoke to Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture, Tom Peterson. And Tom, addressing quite a few different topics, also including some increased awareness for vaccination clinics that are open in rural parts of Minnesota. Also, he did touch on the legislative session as far as agriculture goes. But first of all, he did talk about the current drought situation going on here in the state.
You look at the drought monitor, comes out every Thursday. It's been continuing to grow across Minnesota for the last 5-6 weeks. And hopefully now this week we're going to go back the other way some. But it's been a tough spell, no doubt about it.
You know, there's a lot of concerns. First of all, obviously crops. Second of all, too, pasture conditions, too. That's another big concern.
It really is. You know, as we started to, you know, talk to a lot of farmers, especially in western Minnesota, who are using grasses that they hadn't planned on using till July, or places using water too where they had to. Irrigation has been a big issue. I know that some farmers had to, that do surface pumping, had to stop that this last week. And so just a wide swath of issues across the state. We're not as bad as the Dakotas, but we're, you know, in pretty rough shape. We're 20 some counties in Minnesota now are at D2, which is a severe drought. And then those crops are in such a critical maturity stage right now too, and everything. So hopefully this little shots we're getting this week will make things a little better.
So as you said too, we're you know, it's tough in some areas, but we're not at that critical stage where things are being limited, correct?
Correct. And it really puts us right on the edge. In fact, last Friday I held a meeting with a lot of our farm groups and our congressional delegation, legislators, and the state agencies to kind of assess where we were at and what things are could be doing. And some of the things, you know, once you get that D3, which is a really bad drought, that does start to unlock some loans. And also a lot of talk about looking at emergency haying and grazing CRP, which you could do August 1st. But as you know, Joe, there might not be a lot of forage value left August 1st. So I think that's something that the federal government's considering. It's something we're asking them to look at or consider as things get worse, as we use some of that grazing and haying ground on CRP.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us this morning. Also, Tom, too, another push in regards to vaccinations in rural communities, right?
Exactly. As we try to look across the state, I look and see one of my counties, the county where I live, Pine, is one of the lower counties across the state. For whatever reasons, the state's doing a really good job, especially compared to other states in the upper Midwest. You know, as we look at the people that are hospitalized right now, are almost 100% people that are non-vaccinated. And so really working to try to keep, and I look at it from our, not just keeping people healthy, but we know what happened last year with our egg processing. We depend on that. We've been working with our plants to really get our workers vaccinated, which has worked pretty well. And so they've been staying healthy, but the variants are a concern. That if you look at the states around us, 50% of the new cases are caused by variants. And so I just want to always encourage people to use the vaccine connector. It's easy. I signed up and did it and got my shot really quickly. I think that we can continue to open things up and move forward as we're seeing all over the country. We don't want to go backwards.
You know, in most parts of the state, Tom, are vaccinations available if they choose to get them, or are we still seeing some limitations in some areas?
No, they're very, very available, Joe, and they're also free. And so I think that's the important piece, too, as well. And so if people are hesitant or thought twice about it, and you know, and you can go on the website, talk to your care provider if you have questions, and, you know, and really, you know, because that's understandable, too, as well. But Just want to continue to encourage people as we try to get into things like this summer, like county fairs and more people that we're out and about. So it's a good thing that Minnesota is staying healthy right now, but we can continue that push.
I know, Tom, it's a voluntary measure if folks wish to get the vaccine or not, but you mentioned like some of the processing plants and such. Is it mandatory in those facilities, or is it still at a voluntary level?
No, yeah, and it's still at a voluntary level, but I think what you see is, I visited several of the plants, as you see incentives for employees to get, so it might be a couple hundred bucks, it might be half a day or something. They do different incentives for employees, and that's worked really well. I toured Post Cereal the other day, Joe, and that was really great to see the high numbers that they had. It also smells very good, really good to see different plants and everything. So more incentives than anything, and you get that high number of people that it does help protect when you're in the, you know, above 75%, 80, which is a lot of the plants of I've talked to so they've done a good job doing that. A lot of language barriers too in some of those plants. You know, they may speak 30 to 40 different languages, so. That's also our county public health done a great job with that, too, as well.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us this week. Also, we checked in with Minnesota Farmers Union and their Government Relations Director, Stu Laurie, and he gave us an insight into the session and how agriculture fared this year.
We're in a good spot for agriculture. You know, first of all, the budget for agriculture passed both houses with wide bipartisan support and has already been signed into law by the governor. So that agency is funded. Those services aren't at risk. And, you know, at MFU, we're really excited. We saw a number of really strong new investments in the agriculture budget. You know, since the session started back in January, and we've been talking plenty throughout that time, but we've been, you know, making the case that now is the right time to invest in farmers. It's the right time to invest in rural communities. And I think the state legislature and Chair Sundin and Chair Westrom in the Senate really stepped up and showed some leadership there. And there's some really exciting programs that I think we're excited to see implemented and that we're excited to build on in future sessions.
Yes, Stu, give us an example. What programs? I would have to say regarding meat and poultry processing, it has to be one of those, right?
Huge. And that was, you know, I think, you know, we hear from our members from our county conventions, and we set our priorities at our state convention, Joe. And I think the number one priority that our members brought to us in the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee was access to meat processing. And so we came with a strong mandate to the legislature, and they really stepped up in that regard. We saw not only new funding for grants to processors for expanding their operations or opening new plants, but we also saw new funding that comes with a federal match to add inspection services to the Department of Agriculture. We've got funding to start a technical training program, would be the first in the state that's operating currently to train folks to work in meat cutting, which is a high demand field. It's a key upper limit on what processors can do is that that workforce dynamic. We got funding for a mobile slaughter unit to assist in those trainings. And then finally, we got some money for the Agricultural Utilization and Research Institute to add a meat scientist to their staff to really do the technical work of supporting small and mid-sized meat processors as they work to get online. Because, you know, none of your listeners will disagree that it's a tough business to be in, much like farming as it often is. And so, you know, anything that we can have to build that industry here in Minnesota and support those entrepreneurs, we're really excited about. And I think the state legislature did a ton to build out that industry, and I'm really excited to see that those initiatives hit the ground.
Stu Laurie, Government Relations Director with the Minnesota Farmers Union. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon.